Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship and praise. The Bible says that God will guide us with His eye. Look to Jesus and live.
Oh,
Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you for all things. We thank you for these eyes, for those of us who are blessed with sight. And even more valuable is the special blessing to those you've blessed with spiritual sight. Lord, we want to see Jesus. And not just to see him, but to watch his eyes, to see what he sees. Help us to know you so well that we're able to see things the way that you do. To have that intimate insight that only your Spirit can give us. Father, help us to focus on you during this call to worship. During this call to worship you. And as we look into the eyes of Jesus, that the things of this earth will grow strangely dim. And as we look to him as our Savior, help us to see how that he saw us, looked beyond our fault, and saw our need. In his precious name, amen.
When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, when I found the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthroned in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, I worship you, I worship you.
I worship you. with the glad immortals.
Listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us for this program as their call to worship, heard on this station weekly at this same time. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to previous programs and see a playlist of songs included in today's program. Find devotional readings, our statement of faith, and more. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship, share testimonies, and find out what the topic will be for the next week's program. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Call to Worship Him. That's at Call, number 2, Worship Him. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. I'll repeat that for you again at the end of today's program.
is finished, he said. We had watched as his life ebbed away.
Then we all stood around till the guards took him down. Joseph begged for his body that day.
It was late afternoon when we got to the tomb, wrapped his body and sealed up the grave.
So I know how you feel. His death was so real. But please listen and hear what I say.
I just see Jesus. I tell you, he's alive. I've just seen Jesus, our precious Lord.
Now,
as we continue our call to worship, look into the eyes of Jesus. He is the author and finisher of our faith.
To all who are tortured and ravaged by sin, the frail and the wounded, about to give in, there's news of release and captivity's end. We've been set free, come and see. Oh, sleeper, awake, come out of the night. Throw open the door and step into the light. For sin is undone and the wrong is made right. We've been set free, come and see. Unmercifully bound, battered and broken, I finally knelt down, and there in obedience freedom was found. I've been set free, and now through the dungeons of darkness and night, I run in the freedom of liberty's light, and shout to the captives, oh prisoner, take flight. We've been set free, come and see. Christ crucified, you've already died, and now you are free. Come and see, the power of sin has been broken. The gates of your prison stand open. Come and see.
His righteousness.
We are thinking about His eyes. Seeing things God's way will teach us to see things the way that He does, to think the way that He does. You can tell a lot about someone by watching their eyes. It's been said that the eyes are the window to the soul. When you want to learn something from someone, you watch them. You watch what they do, and you watch where they look as they do it. You literally watch their eyes for directions. We should learn to know God so we will see things through His eyes. Think on these things, folks, as we listen to God's Word. Psalm 25. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. Jeremiah 10. O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. Matthew 6. The lamp of the body is the eye. If, therefore, your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, so says the psalmist David in 119. Isaiah 30. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left. Psalm 32, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle, else they would not come near you. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Psalm 62. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Exodus 33. If your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. For how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight, except you go with us? So we shall separate your people and I from all the people who are upon the face of the earth. Folks, as we work to keep our eyes on Jesus, the Bible makes it clear that the world, the flesh, and the devil will work and are working to distract us. And greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We can keep our thoughts on him, not on things on this earth. And finally, Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 34. Don't store up your treasures here on earth, where moths eat them and rust destroys them, and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will be also. Your eye is a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is good, your whole body is filled with light. But when your eye is bad, your whole body is filled with darkness. And if the light you think you have is actually darkness, how deep that darkness is. No one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to them, to him, than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing, yet Solomon, in all his glory, was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? So, Don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your Heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Troubles, today's troubles, are enough for us. My friends, please, let's keep our eyes on Jesus.
So bravely run.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we focused on the eyes of Jesus. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and faithful support. I'd love to hear from you. Please write us today. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. You're also invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. He who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous. And shout for joy, all you upright in heart.
Just to